With our servicemen and women facing death every day, what kind of congressman would try to gut military spending? The wrong kind. Ron kind. That's right. Congressman Ron Kind is repeatedly voted to deprive our troops of the funding they need to fight for us. But Ron Kind has no trouble spending your money. He would just rather spend it on sex. That's right. Instead of spending money on cancer research, Ron Kind voted to spend your money to study the sex lives of Vietnamese prostitutes. Instead of spending money to study heart disease, Ron Kind spent your money to study the masturbation habits of old men. Ron Kind spent your tax dollars to study something called the bisexual, transgendered, and two-spirited Aleutian Eskimos, whoever they are. Ron Kind even spent your tax dollars to pay teenage girls to watch pornographic movies with probes connected to their genitalia. Ron Kind pays for sex, but not for soldiers. If Ron Kind had better priorities, he wouldn't be having to hear this. Ron Kind is out of touch, and soon he'll be out of Congress.
I'm Paul R. Nelson, and I approve of this message.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Ah, yes. Hey, Freaks, Dimension with you, kicking off a new week of programs. Thank you so much for joining me. Love Paul R. Nelson. I wish he would run again. I was kind of hoping he would. You know, it's been 4 years, I think, since that ill-fated campaign of his with those attack ads against Ron Kind, the wrong kind. But I got my hopes up this past weekend. I was out of town visiting my mom up in the Boo, Ashtabula, and I got an email from Cheryl Murkowski saying, "Have you seen this? It's another Paul R. Nelson ad." Paul R. Nelson. It sounds like a fucking nerd. But unfortunately, this was an ad for his last campaign, I guess. So here we go. Let me play you this ad. It's entitled "Life is Beautiful."
My name is Rebecca, and I'm 7. I'm learning a lot in school, but there is still a lot I don't know. One day, Grandma said I was going to have a little sister. I couldn't wait to have someone to play with. Mommy's tummy started to get bigger, and I got really excited. Today, Mommy came home from the doctor, and now I don't have a sister anymore.
Rebecca's mother had a partial birth abortion.
Okay, wait a second. Wait a second. This story is entirely made up. You do realize that, right? This whole story is bullshit. Here's how it all went down. This is why it's bullshit. So this woman is pregnant. She tells her mother, "Guess what, Mom? I'm gonna have a baby." And then the grandmother, not the mother, the grandmother tells the kid, "Guess what? Your mommy's gonna have a baby." And then the mother goes and has an abortion. Why would you? First of all, I would not tell my mom. If I was a woman and I was pregnant and I didn't want the kid, I wouldn't tell my mom. Get her hopes up, all excited, telling her that I was going to have a baby just to, you know, have it yanked out of my cunt a few weeks later. And if I did tell my mom, I'd be sobbing, "I don't want this goddamn kid. I can't deal with it." And so the grandmother, she would never tell the kid this. And if somehow the kid found out that the mommy was pregnant, the mom would just lie to the kid and say, "You know, God wanted the baby back." Or, you know, I don't know. She'd make up a fucking story. She wouldn't say, "Mommy had an abortion. A late-term abortion. Mommy was 7 months pregnant, and I had the doctor dilate and, you know, take some pliers and rip out the messy fucking flesh clump that, you know, would have been your sister." Then after all of this goes down, I don't know how Paul R. Nelson found out what was going on, but then got permission from the mother to have the little kid appear in an ad, basically bad-mouthing the mom. Talk about how, you know, she's a horrible woman for having an abortion. So this is bullshit. This is all made-up bullshit. Let's listen to this again here.
My name is is Rebecca, and I'm 7. I'm learning a lot in school, but there is still a lot I don't know.
Yeah, we don't get to the topic of abortion till high school. That's when you need that information.
One day, Grandma said I was going to have a little sister. I couldn't wait to have someone to play with. Mommy's tummy started to get bigger, and I got really excited. Today, Mommy came home from the doctor, and now I don't have a sister anymore.
If I was the guy who created Lil Marky, I'd be suing. Because they lifted this entire thing from Lil Marky, Diary of an Unborn Baby, or whatever the hell that was. It's even, like, kind of set up the same way. I'm so excited! I'm gonna have a sister! March 23rd. That's the day Mommy killed him.
Rebecca's mother had a partial birth abortion. And Ron Kine actually supports this heinous procedure.
Again with Ron Kine. This Paul R. Nelson really has it in for him.
As the father of 4 children and expecting our 5th, I understand how beautiful a life is.
Jesus.
I'm Paul R. Nelson, and I approve of this message.
Oh.
Elect me to Congress, and I will work to end the barbaric practice of partial birth abortion.
Paid for by Marine Corps veteran and hockey dad, Paul.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Are you kidding me with this? Hockey dad. Could he pander a little more? All right. Isn't partial birth abortion illegal? There's some ban on it. Maybe not all types of partial birth, but I thought for the most part, partial birth abortions have been banned. I was reading about it, and they said, you know, even when partial birth abortions were legal, it represented 0.17 of all abortions. So there was like 1.3 million abortions. Oh, so many dead babies. So, like, think of all those children. If they would have been born, how much they would annoy you in restaurants and shopping malls with the screaming and the shitting and all that other snot all over the place. So, whatever. So, 1.3 million babies not bothering me. I'm all for abortions. Partial birth, afterbirth abortions, also known as murder. That's okay. Whatever you want to call it. However you want to sugarcoat it. But, so, out of that 1.3 million, 2,000 were partial birth. Like, you know, ripping out. Where the doctors took, like, a extractor. And pretty much, like, or like a soldering gun, iron or something. Just shoved it right in that lady's pussy. Frying that baby. And then pulling out their charred little baby limbs. Oh, I'm hungry. I could really go for a steak. A char-broiled steak. All right, so there you go. That's Paul R. Nelson. Paul R. Nelson. Oh, I wish there were more great attack ads this, you know, election season, but I haven't really found any. So we have to go back to Paul R. Nelson. I'll have to look for more ads from him. Hey, there's some shit that went down in Cleveland a couple days ago where a bus driver beat the shit out of a woman. I'm interested. Let's listen to this verbal altercation. This was posted, of course, on World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah, girl.
You and your bitch.
All right, obviously the woman is right up in the bus driver's grill. You can hear the guy talking is the bus driver. The chick freaking out, of course, is about to get popped.
Oh, look at her.
Nigga, our dog got home to me.
Look like somebody that sliced your face up.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Your face up. Then somebody.
All right, now, she pushed him first. He's sitting down trying to drive, and she hits him or pushes him or something. So, again, I know how a lot of guys feel. I don't know why they feel like this, but they're, you know, they're old school. You should never put your hand on a woman. I don't play by those rules. I'm sorry. If some fucking bitch cold cocks me, she's got to be stopped. She's got to be put down. I'd have no problem punching her in the face. If it's a woman like this who is constantly screaming and, you know, just causing a scene and won't let up, you know, why not? Why can't you punch her? I don't agree with this. Sorry, I fucked up here. You're going to hell now. So the bus driver is getting up. Here it comes.
You going to jail?
So some of the people are laughing, right? Like hyenas. And then other people get angry. But what I love is, and I've got to post this video. If it's not already up on our Reddit over there, distortedview.reddit.com, I'll post it. But what's great, he has this great move where he punches her. Like, it's an uppercut. He fucking, right? He's a boxer or something. So he punches her. Uppercut. Boom. And then she is still in the bus. He grabs her and literally throws her out of the bus, grabs her coat, and throws that out. Now, I'll give this woman some credit because she doesn't quit. She tries to get back on the bus. This ain't my stop, nigga! All right, let's hear how this all plays out. Oops.
Ow! Stop you! Oh, shit!
You want to be a man? I'm going to treat you like a man.
You got me fucked up. Chill out, babe.
Oh, man, he's pulling her hair. I don't know if this is the same woman. I thought he threw the chick out of the bus. Maybe there's someone else now who's pissed off at him. My nigga's gonna beat the black off you, bitch. All right. You know, if I was the police officer, I'd review this video and I'd say, okay, look, this guy's obviously gonna get in trouble for hitting her. No one should be hitting anyone. But I'm not gonna make an example out of him. He's not gonna get anything special just because she's a fucking woman. She's a cunt. She started this.
There
you go. That's what's been going down in Cleveland last few days. Finally, before we get into the news, I've mentioned this many times. There's not enough Halloween type songs. There's the Monster Mash, and there's, you know, I think they do the Time Warp a lot. Like, they'll play that on the radio. But there's not a lot of great Halloween songs. Thankfully, Tonetta is back with some music for the season. This is a very frightful tune. Most of Tonetta's songs are kind of scary. This song is called Halloween, and we're going to pick up at like the 30-second mark because the first, you know, 30 seconds is like, ooh, yeah, you know how Tonetta is. Here we go. You know, I've put this many... God, Jesus Christ, he's always flashing his ass. He's wearing, like, a skirt, and he always flips up the skirt when he turns around, shows off his disgusting old man ass. But I've mentioned this many times on the show. I don't know why this has come up so much, but if you are a musical artist, making a novelty Halloween song is the way to go. Every year, you're pretty much guaranteed airplay. You know what I mean? That's residual checks coming in, royalty checks and stuff. So this could be Tonetta's breakthrough song. Probably not, though.
The many wants we dream of, yet receive a few. If I were you, I'd wish for pain. Why? 'Cause you're insane. You're insane!
Toinette's dressed in like a slutty skeleton outfit, something like a woman would wear. But then also he's in like Kiss makeup, like his face. Sun goes on for 3 more minutes. Let me fast forward. Yeah. It's hot as hell. It's hot as hell. I'm gonna phone you tonight. I'm gonna phone you tonight. By the way, I am giving permission for you guys to play my hit Halloween song, Monster Gangbang. So if you're like a program director at a radio station or whatever, maybe you've got an on-air shift. Maybe you're the radio talent. I don't know. You have some other type of broadcast. Hey, this is free. Free music. I want to hear this somewhere. Monster Gangbang. Have you heard it before? Like, brilliant song.
It was a stormy night at Dracula's place. The Wolfman had a ball gag in his face. Frankie's bride with her nipples clamped. The mummy's cock was wet and damp. Was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Lots of common blood.
It was a monster gangbang. And that's when Frankie blew some mud.
Whips and chains lined the castle walls. The vampires had a case of blue balls. The smell of ascoli wafting in the air. The werewolves had matted pubic hair.
It was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang. Full of fornication.
It was a monster gangbang. Even a little satanic masturbation.
Yes, Frankenstein tried a little scat play. He did it on Dracula, but he wasn't gay. So Drac got mad and speared some on the demon. Soon there was a frothy mix of shit and semen. The time had come and all were nude. Peeking from the windows, it sure looked lewd. By the end of the night, the castle was defiled by feces, snot, and other bile. It was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Lots of common blood.
It was a monster gangbang. And that's when Frankie blew some mud.
Okay. Monster gangbang. Surprised it has...
That's all I got so far.
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't swept the world by storm this season. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Do you like Distorted View? Do you listen every day? Why not support the program? Get all sorts of great benefits. SuperFreakSideShow.com. It's only $6.99 a month. Or you can sign up for a yearly membership and get a bunch of months free, basically. Full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs. I do videos. As a matter of fact, this past weekend, I recorded a test DVDA of sorts. It was about 50 minutes long. I just finished encoding it, and I'm going to post that up on the sideshow. There's a clip of it on YouTube, by the way, but you can't watch it if you're on a mobile device for some reason. I guess I use copyrighted music for my suicide video. Yeah, that's right. I produced a suicide video. I'm going to blow my fucking brains out. If you want to check it out, go on YouTube, or better yet, sign up for the sideshow and watch the entire hour-long video. All right. Oh, plus tomorrow we'll be doing an extended show. Another reason to sign up. Again, superfreaksideshow.com. Help support the show. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a Russian anti-gay group has asked prosecutors to investigate milk cartons that it claims promote homosexuality to children. Milk is pretty gay. It's all white and got a bunch of vitamin D, vitamin dick in it, if you know what I'm saying, right? Fucking queer-ass milk. I like calcium. You can't help but say calcium without a lisp. Calcium. All right, the label of the Vesyol Malchnik milk, owned by multinational dairy company PepsiCo, really? When I think of milk, I think of Pepsi, is adorned with a jolly milkman and a rainbow in the sky. Anatoly Artkov from the People's Council says the label is a violation of St. Petersburg anti-gay propaganda law. Boy, you cannot display a fucking rainbow anymore. The gays have taken over. The fun, fruity rainbow. A rainbow! God forbid this Russia sells Skittles. That's very gay, taste the rainbow. All right, where are we at here? Yes, a rainbow appeared on the carton, a world-renowned symbol of the gay movement, he said. That immediately put me on alert. State prosecutors are now investigating if the label is attempting to promote homosexuality to youth. I have no doubts about Pepsi-Cola, Mr. Arthur said. This is a company renowned for actively and aggressively financing and promoting homosexuality. For gay and lesbian groups, the issue is no laughing matter. For the rest of the world, though, it's fucking hilarious. Polina Savchenko, the director of advocacy group Coming Out, says it's just another sign of the atmosphere in the city since the passage of the anti-gay propaganda law. Our life has been quite funny in the last year or so with the introduction of the homosexual propaganda law in November. She said, you know, it could be funny. It's so ridiculous and so middle-aged that it could be funny, but unfortunately, it's not funny. Well, is it? Is it or is it not funny? I don't know if I should be laughing. Well, I'm laughing, but I don't know if I should be. All right, but unfortunately, it's not funny because we know that they're serious. Ms. Savchenko says the chill has well and truly set in. People are afraid. And this is actually the bottom line of what the grave effect of this law is. In fact, any promotion of gay equality has been targeted, including Madonna's appeal for gay rights at her recent concert. Pop star is now being sued for more than $10 million for inflicting moral damage. Her huge popularity might affect some young people who don't realize the danger of the gay movement, Mr. Artuch said. Whether it's Madonna or milk, for supporters of St. Petersburg anti-gay law, potential illegal homosexual propaganda could be anywhere, even on milk cartons. All right, second story we have for you today. Got a story from Maine here, Bangor, Maine. A Thomaston man has been sentenced Thursday in U.S. District Court to 5 years and 3 months in federal prison for having 2,400 doses of bath salts with an estimated street value of $170,000 hidden in his apartment and car. What was he trying to do with all those bath salts? Was he going to sell it to a spa or something? Oh, different type of bath salts. This is the kind that turns you into a fucking zombie. He was going to create some sort of army, a zombie army. Travis Griffin, 27, was also sentenced to 3 years of supervised release after he completes his prison time and no bathing. Again, I keep going back. It's the wrong bath salt. I hear bath salts, I immediately think Calgon. All right, Travis Griffin was sentenced to 3 years of supervised release after he completes his prison. Griffin waived indictment and pleaded guilty in April to possession with the intent to distribute controlled substances. He's been held without bail since his arrest in November following a traffic stop. This is a horrific amount of bath salts, said U.S. District Judge John Woodcock. Told Griffin shortly before imposing the sentence. Had it been distributed, it would have caused untold sorrow and mischief in the state of Maine. Well, yeah, that doesn't mean there's no bath salts left in Maine. It meant one guy. His stash got taken from him by the feds. There's still bath salts in Maine, believe me. I'm sure of it. What else are you going to do in Maine? Griffin was distributing the drug, which can cause users to hallucinate. See, that sounds fun. And become violent. Even more fun. For most of 2011 in Penobscot. I don't know how to pronounce that, in Knox counties. I apologize to anyone my actions may have affected, Griffin said. I see now that drugs were a big part of my life, and I've just got to make the best of the situation I'm now in. Griffin, who dropped out of school in the 10th grade, he's probably like a millionaire. You know what I mean? Like selling these drugs? Probably doing way better than if he would have just stayed in school and got a job at the Walmart or something. He started using drugs when he was 15. Woodcock said, referring to information gathered by U.S. probation and pretrial services. In the past 12 years, Griffin has been convicted of 10 crimes in state court. He faced up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. As a condition of his supervised release, the judge ordered Griffin to undergo treatment for substance abuse and to pay more than $30,000 he owes in child support. So there you go. Finally, today, freaks, got a story from West Virginia. When you think of West Virginia, what's the first thing that pops in your mind? Incest, close, roadkill. The man who helped put West Virginia on the map as a mecca for roadkill cuisine wants to put more vehicle-harvested venison in the refrigerators of the needy. That's right. We're going to feed poor people roadkill. Brilliant idea. I want to start a roadkill hotline, said Jeff Eberbaugh, or something like that, the author of 1991's gourmet-style roadkill cooking and other fine recipes, and roadkill cooking redneck style, and more trails from the fast lane. I'm sorry, more tails from the fast lane, but it's spelled T-A-I-L-S, like roadkill tails, like animal tails. I see so much good meat lying along the road going to waste. There's fucking maggots in there. It was hit by a car. Their organs exploded in there. It's not good meat. It's meat that a lot of people could use if there was a roadkill man to take care of it. He wants to be that roadkill man. He also wants his home phone number. Oh, Jesus, and they list the phone number, to become a regional roadkill hotline number. I feel like we need to call this guy in the coming days for some roadkill recipes. All right, let me write that number down, because I feel like we could use that in the future. By the way, if anyone wants to call, this is publicly available. It's right in the news story, 304-275-1071. That's the roadkill hotline. Something people can program into their cell phones and call if they hit a deer. Excuse me. Oh, I'm burping and hiccuping at the same time and throwing up just reading this stupid story. Or see one that's just been hit. A former Kanawha County resident, Eberbaugh, now lives near Palestine. What? That's far away. That's in Wirt County over there in West Virginia. He said each year he drives past hundreds of salvageable deer carcasses. That's what I want. That's how I want my food described to me as. It's salvageable. His food is... It was salvageable. We were able to do something with it. He's operated a deer processing service as a sideline for 13 years and knows from experience that some roadkill venison can be as good as, or even better, it's more tender, than some venison dropped off by hunters. So there you go. If you want to talk roadkill, give this guy, Jeff Eberbaugh, a call, 304-275-1071. So there you go. Or if you're, like, at a bar and some creepy guy is talking to you and wants your phone number, just give him this dude's. Give this dude's number. They'll have a great time talking about flattened raccoons or whatever. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. Very exciting. I can hear from my freaks. It's been a couple days. I'm going through withdrawal. Speak to me.
Hello, Timothy James Henson. This is Lifetime Sideshow member Surly here.
Oh, hello.
I was calling regarding your October 4th show. It was a Sideshow exclusive where you were talking about the new show on TLC about Amish folks. This happened to press a couple geek buttons with me because I am a tremendous nerd, and I lived in Lake Sturtz where I went to college.
Okay.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania has a huge population of Amish people.
The Amish.
So one of the things that I learned, and again, cut me off when you want because I'm nerding out here.
Okay.
One of the things I learned is they have this massive array of genetic diseases, the Amish people do.
Incest, is that why?
It's mostly because
inbreeding.
They can all, there's about 200,000 of them in the Lancaster area. And they can all trace their lineage back to a group of something between 7 to 10 dozen settlers who came to the area in the early 1700s, if I'm remembering.
That's why they do look kind of inbred, don't they?
Correctly. So you have,
I think that's why they grow those beards. Because, you know, their faces are kind of fucked up.
Have these thousands of
mushy
people who are all swimming in a very, very shallow genetic pool.
Yeah.
So some of the things they talk about are how, like, Amish graveyards, more than half kids, and it's because they have an incredibly high number of defective births. Some things that they have that people...
They should turn them into meat. Feed the needy with these little Amish kids.
Survive, but that are still present in the population is they have people with too many fingers. They have people with awful tooth problems, which is what you talked about, where, like, there are two sets of teeth trying to grow in, one set of teeth behind the other, where their wisdom teeth are just totally foobarred.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
of them just get their teeth ripped out and wear dentures, like
yeah.
you pointed out.
But I mean, in the grand scheme of things, if I was Amish and I just had fucked up teeth, if that was the only thing that was wrong with me, I'd feel privileged. You know what I mean? Like, I skated by, just need a good dentist. Although, I guess that's a problem, too, in Amish communities. But yeah, I mean,
but they also have
birth defects, extra fingers, shit like that. Those are real problems.
Crazy lethal diseases, some of which are related to Down syndrome.
Oh.
And
do the Amish understand what Down syndrome is? Is that a thing? Have they learned about this?
Some of which they don't even have names for because the parents won't allow the children to be studied by scientists.
Yeah.
You know, that's really worldly. So they've got some crazy shit going on there. And incidentally, out in your neck of the woods in Ohio, there's a similar population that is similarly, like, you know, a desert island where there's just no new blood coming in, and they
yeah.
have a different set of genetic disorders because
yeah.
they started with a different set.
I do remember occasionally, once in a while, I would see the Amish at the Walmart or something.
Very few founders. Anyway.
Or near the Walmart.
I think it's fascinating. It is pretty fucked up. And
maybe they weren't Amish. Maybe the Mennonite. I don't know. One of them is allowed to shop at Walmart. I don't know which one.
Holy shit, Tim. So I'm sitting here driving down the street, and we're in a turn lane. And it's a pretty decent turn lane going down a pretty fair-sized city street. In the middle of the actual turn, the car in front of me stops dead in the middle of the street, backs up a couple feet, turns around, and starts driving down a street of opposing traffic.
Yeah, that makes
when
sense.
When I see the bitch
old,
pass me,
a woman,
she is
woman.
Fucking ancient.
Yeah.
Like, this woman has to be 90s. She just gained her first stride to euthanasia. You know what? Fuck that. She cost them all at one time.
Yeah.
We need to euthanize this cunt because, holy shit, I almost caused a pileup because of this bitch.
Yeah, that's how old people... I know. I don't know why they're allowed to drive. It's insane.
Hey, Tim. Tapioca Rocket Henson. You're
nice.
Saying you like those names, so I thought I'd give them to you.
Timothy Tapioca Rocket.
From your news story. But, hey, this is Frank from Billings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last time I called, the reason I was saying I was white, I had never really mentioned my race, so...
Oh, yeah, this is the guy who called in and said, hey, Tim, I'm white. You know, just out of nowhere.
So, just one...
You sound white.
Tell you. It doesn't matter any race,
yeah,
but...
Kind of matters.
And then I want to request again that if you have Satan sing happy birthday for me, because I was on the voicemail show, and apparently got sidetracked because you were talking about a stupid cunt that kept flagging your... Michelle Duggar video on YouTube, which again I thought was very funny. But.
Yeah, I get worked up over that shit. Well, listen, I Satan is not available right now because I don't have my effects system working. And who needs effects when you get the real thing? Like, listen to these sound effects. Yeah. Someone taking that's a Bristol 7. If I ever heard one. All right, and finally today.
Hi, this is Tammy from...
You sound like an old whore, like a phone sex whore. Hi.
Hi, this is Tammy.
Yeah, I want you to fuck me.
From Goldblatt and Juju.
Oh.
And I'm trying to get a hold of...
Oh, she's not phone sex, she's a Jew.
Mr. Tim Henson. We wanted to talk to you about your television show idea for your talk show.
Oh, yeah.
We think it sounds really exciting, and we hope you're not in talks with anyone else yet.
I got to be honest with you, I don't remember what my television show idea was, but I'm interested.
If you could get back to us as soon as possible, we'd really like to go over some of the details with you.
Green Platt and Juju. All right, it's a Juju train. Like, all the train cars are kind of dressed like a Hasidic Jew. The train has, like, the beard and everything. Crazy outfits they wear, the suit or whatever. All right. And instead of saying all aboard, they go, oi, vey, come on.
Let's go already. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. It's my Jew impression. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is no God.
Today, Mommy came home from the doctor, and now I don't have a sister anymore.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Cock pushing firm against my puckered rosebud. Oh yes, fuck my ass.